Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting. Santa Claus is delivering at this hour in Sector 1, and we have breaking news from that area direct from the Regional Tracking Center in Otaru, Japan. Let's go there now to check in with Elf Supervisor Randy Hume. Randy, what's the big news?
The big news is that we've just received our stand-down orders for trackers in Sector 1. I repeat, Santa thanks our trackers in Sector 1 for their service and requests now that they retire for the evening. Thank you, elves, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Randy. That is significant news. It must mean that Santa's work in Sector 1 is done or nearly done. Great report. Let's check in now with Alexander Vandergander of Hell's Bells for a new idea he has. Mr. Vandergander, what have you thought of now?
France, are your household pets upset by Santa's reindeer? Do the fur babies freak out by the light of Rudolph's nose? Are the bells of Donner, the grunts of Comet, and the pounding of heavy reindeer feet on your roof just too much for them to handle? Introducing the Alexander Vandergander Fur Baby Protective Collar, a Christmas Eve essential for your precious pet.
Wait, Mr. Vandergander, are you suggesting that cats and dogs don't like reindeer?
Oh, it's not just for cats and dogs. We have this collar sized for hamsters, gerbils, mice, and even goldfish.
Goldfish? You put collars on goldfish?
Oh, yeah. You don't want nervous fish, do you? What could be worse than finding Nemo belly up on Christmas morning?
Well, you have a point. Thanks for the continued product development work at Hell's Bells that helps to keep the Christmas spirit alive and well. That's the latest from the North Pole. I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.